This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. That is See Ya on Alice on Wednesday morning at 8.07. Couple quick updates. So Sarah is not in this morning. That's pretty obvious. But anyway, so she should be back tomorrow, but I guess whatever the poison oak is, that is, she continues to suffer from that. Also, I mentioned this yesterday and a little bit this morning, and even one of the texters wrote in and said, dude, you never finished the lice story. We are lice free.
Oh, from this morning.
From
right.
this morning,
yes.
Right. So we were a little scattered, and I should say I was a little scattered. But yeah, the story is they went to some, they have lice stores now where you go in and you get checked, and if you've got them, they'll remove them. And if you don't, then they send you on your way.
Are they salons?
I think so. Something like that. They're open like a regular store. There's enough lice out there that they're in business Monday through Friday, I guess.
Wow.
But anyway, the missus and the kid went and got checked, and we have no lice.
Good for you.
Yay.
What about the pox?
Still got to wait. We're in the incubation period, so we've got another week before we'll know if we're clear.
The joys of what?
Of parenthood, children, homeownership.
You are not
cats.
Kidding. Holmes, you are not. Listen, you're doing it just right.
Thank
you. Just stick
you.
With what you're doing, buddy.
Praise.
Free like a bird.
Right. All right, this brought to you by Lucky. What do we got?
Clusterfest tickets, everyone.
Yeah.
Call now, 800-400-FM97. Caller 9 wins a pair of 3-day passes to Clusterfest. It's June 1st through the 3rd at Civic Center Plaza and Bill Graham Civic Auditorium. Single day tickets on sale now at clusterfest.com. But your pair of 3-day passes is at 800-400-FM97 for Caller 9. Clusterfest, everyone.
Some of the
Call
highlights.
Now.
Friday, June 1st, Trevor Noah, Third Eye Blind, Michael Che, T-Pain. On Saturday, Amy Schumer and friends, Tiffany Haddish, Jim Jefferies, Salt and Pepper. And then Sunday, another big day with Jon Stewart headlining. Jeff Ross, love him. Action Bronson. It's just going to be pretty amazing. The city's going to be popping in. Man, a couple years ago I went to go see Rudy during that time, and it was crazy.
You knew Rudy all the way back then?
Uh-huh.
Huh.
It's been a couple years, right, Bryn?
Yeah.
Our friend Rudy, we've been friends
a couple years.
Huh.
Our friend.
Our
Is
friend
he at
Rudy.
Clusterfest this time?
No, I don't see his name on the list. You need a new agent,
He's
Rudy.
He's probably in, like, Utah or something.
Yes.
I follow him now on Instagram. What is he, 9 at Rudy Ortiz?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Where's he been this week?
He was in Utah.
Oh,
right?
I thought you were joking.
I think so.
No,
yeah.
He was
joking.
In Utah.
Oh,
anyway.
All right. Well,
time for trash.
Let me give you some Lucky. At Lucky, stop by their produce department today and find tropical treat mangoes that are just 2 for a dollar. They also have a large whole seedless watermelon that are just $4.88 each, only at your local Lucky markets. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by Technology Credit Union. TechCU, bank happily ever after. Visit TechCU.com to get started. I want to begin with a list that TheWrap.com has just released. This is the 10 most likely, or rather most liked female stars on primetime TV. Anybody got anything? Any guesses?
Sophia is the highest paid actress on primetime, right?
We're looking for 10 most liked.
Right, but I have
female.
To believe okay. She would be on this list.
She's
as
not
well.
On the list.
What?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And there's a few people here that I actually don't know who they
so
are.
So is primetime television, is that just network TV?
Yeah, it's got to be. And you know what?
And it does include, I'm going to throw out HBO as a hint
for
you.
Oh, come on. So Khaleesi?
It is Khaleesi.
Oh, yeah.
Khaleesi is number three on the list.
HBO is included?
I know,
yeah,
right?
Yes.
Yeah. That's a lot more broad than...
And they surveyed everyday people on the likability of the various celebrities. So Emilia Clarke, Game of Thrones, is number three. Coming in at number 10 is Kaylee Cuoco.
Oh, okay. Big Bang.
Mm-hmm. A tie for number eight between Linda Hunt from NCIS LA, which I'm not familiar with, as well as Paget Brewster from Criminal Minds. They come in at number eight. We have Millie.
She's the old lady.
Is that who it is?
Yeah, it's the
well,
old lady.
I guess people like her.
All right.
Millie Bobby Brown from Stranger Things.
Okay, that makes sense. Right.
Makes the list. Mariska Hargitay makes the list. Law and Order SVU.
It's the sole remaining Law and Order. The SVU continues.
Yes. Yeah, a couple more. Taraji P. Henson came in at number two, of course, from Empire.
Mm.
And Polly Perrette from NCIS scored number one. And
she just left that show, didn't
her
she?
Her final episodes air next week. I believe it's May 8th, Vinny. And I keep seeing, like, you know, I watch some CBS and I keep seeing the commercials. I'm like, oh, Polly's leaving. Oh, I
She's
love her
goth
so
girl,
much.
She's the goth girl, right?
Exactly. Abby. Abby Shudo, I think is her last name. So she's leaving. I read an article. She just says, it's just time for me to go.
Well, I've made this mountain of money.
Yeah,
and
right.
And now I don't have to work, so I'm not going to.
She, I don't know if you remember, but she had a couple of scary episodes happen with like a homeless person attacking her.
I don't
And then
remember
there was
that.
Another, Sarah told us about it. Pretty scary stuff. I believe it occurred in the LA area. But Polly Perrette.
If you don't get off on Celebrity and you've made your money, why wouldn't you quit?
Yeah.
I mean, you've got your money and you're not into being a star or being, you know,
sure.
known. Yeah, go live somewhere where you can have a mansion mm-hmm. and live your life without worry.
Yeah, do things that maybe you've dreamt of doing or start a charity or something.
I can see how I had an incident many years ago, but a stalking thing went down
mm-hmm.
and it does change your perception of everyday life. Like all of a sudden you're looking around everywhere you go. It's not fun.
No.
So if that happened to her, I'm sorry to hear it, and I can see why she'd be like,
"I'm out."
Over it, for sure.
Right. Hooman?
Yeah, all right. Well, Vinny, we know that...
Right, he's got an open. All right.
Yeah, all right.
Stop what you're doing, everyone.
So I know you're a big fan of Arrested Development.
I loved that show. It had a minute. It really did. It was so excellent. I was watching it when it was actually happening.
Yeah.
And I don't know why it went away. I really, and I haven't been able to catch back onto it because there have been new episodes made, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there was a huge announcement about Arrested Development. So this guy, Mitchell Hurwitz, he's the creator. When he wanted to bring it back and, you know, made that deal with Netflix, he saw that there was a huge problem. The cast was way more famous than they were when he first found them. So he had difficulty getting them all in the same room.
Mm-hmm.
So from what I understand, I don't watch the show, but he changed the format of the show.
He did. He did separate episodes for each character.
Yeah.
And they had their own little story arc, and they were intertwined with some of the other people, but it wasn't just the show.
Yeah, so that's what this article says. It says to get around the fact that he couldn't get everyone in the same room, he changed the narrative style. He focused on certain family members. But then the article says it didn't shine as much as the previous series. So he has two huge announcements. One, season five is going to happen. There will be a season five of Arrested Development. And the other is he is going to do a season 4.5.
Oh.
And what 4.5 is, he's re-editing season 4. He's remixing it.
Hmm.
So he can do the regular narrative style. So my question to you is, will you watch season 4.5 even though you've seen season 4? And will you watch season 5?
I would give it a chance. So here's the thing. I have limited time for TV right now. But if I were talking to someone about what, you know, when people say, oh, I'm looking for something to watch. The original, go back to season one and watch Arrested Development. It's so excellent. It's so funny. It's so well done and original. And all of the people who guest on it are funny, and the episodes with Martin Short, he is the absolute best. I think he might have even gotten an Emmy nod for his appearance on that show. So yeah, I would try to fit that into my schedule, but I would still recommend anybody watch it. The season four though that you mentioned, I didn't get through it, and I love
just because
that
of
show.
Time.
No, well, time and it wasn't as good. It wasn't as good the way that it was done. The formatting wasn't the way that the show was supposed to go.
I only saw really a handful of episodes, so I don't have an appreciation the way you do.
You don't like dumb stuff either, so you're probably not
someone
that I'd recommend it to.
You did enjoy Liza Minnelli on it, though.
She was... That's all I know her from.
Oh, God.
And she's the best! She was so good on that. What was it? I can't think of it. I can't think of her name.
On the show?
Yeah.
Let me see if I can find it real quick.
Because she it's something too. She's the second person with that name, so they call her whatever too. Sorry, I can't get it. Hooman, you've never watched Arrested Development?
I've never watched, no.
You would laugh. You would like
Lucille?
It. Lucille? Lucille, too.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah, it's so good.
Speaking of Netflix, we have, I just got a story, 13 Reasons Why Season 2 finally has a premiere date. Bryn, you're into this show, right?
Yeah, I mean, I watched it, and then I had to finish it because I ended up watching, like, the first 9 episodes, and I kind of wanted to fall off, but I couldn't because I was, like, all so fully invested, so I was like, no, I'm going to finish this. I didn't love the entire series or the way it ended, so... yeah, but I guess I know a lot about it because I watched all the episodes.
This story made the news because it's about teen suicide, and which is a pretty important topic, and it seems a lot of kids like it or are relating to it. Okay.
And it looks like, Vinny, there has been some kind of resource added to for people to find. 13reasonswhy.info is a website created by Netflix in response to the controversy over the series. So once again, that is 13. So the number 13, reasonswhy.info. If you know, it's sort of a discussion type vibe website.
All right.
So if you want to go there, that is coming out. In any case, it's coming out Friday, May 18th on Netflix, season 2.
Cool.
All right. Back over to me, everyone. Bada boom, boom, bow. You know, Camila Cabello.
Yes.
Camila Cabello.
Complicated.
Oh, so Bryn, is that you singing?
It was me, but I was just backgrounding, you know.
So she just did this interview with the British edition of Cosmo, and she talks about her struggles with OCD.
Oh.
And this is, you know, the article says this is more serious than just having color-coordinated clothes in her closet. She says she laughs about it now, but this is how she handles her stress. And if something stresses her out, she can't stop thinking about it over and over. And no matter how many times she gets the resolution, she feels like something bad's going to happen. Even if people tell her it's fine, it's going to work out, don't worry about this, she can't. So during the article, she mentions, "My OCD gets so bad that I'll ask my mom a question 4 or 5 times, and she'll look me in the eye and she'll say, 'That's your OCD. You have to let it go.'"
So, yeah, I have that. You guys have that?
OCD?
Yeah.
No.
I will check a door. I swear to God, people who watch me leave my house, they'll see me. I'll check it. Get in my car, start to pull out and be like, "Did I check that damn door?" I'll get out and check it again, and then I'll be like getting my music set or something as I'm getting myself pulled out. I'll straighten out, I'm going to check the door. It's so dumb.
Is it you forgetting that you actually checked the door, or you know that you checked
cautious.
It, but you have to check it again?
I've never had people I got to worry about in my life, and I'm totally paranoid I'm going to be the guy that left the door open for the person.
I'm the same. Every morning, I roll out my garage, and I turn around the corner, and I Back up. Oh, it's closed.
It's so stupid. But
every morning.
The last thing I want to be is the guy that left the door wide open.
Yeah.
When, you know, the axe murderer just happened to be strolling by my neighborhood.
Have you guys always had this? Or is this now that you have families?
No, I've had it in different ways, sure. Mm-hmm. Different things. But that is one way that... It's insanity.
Yeah, like the stove or whatever. I might check that if I were cooking earlier. And
yeah.
I mean, just random things.
It sounds hard to live with.
Well, I mean, I think that the concern is there that you don't want to be the person that burns the house down, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So it's a good thing in that sense.
Right.
You know, if you're worrying, if you're repeatedly asking the same question, I'm surprised her mom hasn't slapped her face.
Oh, Jesus.
You know, snap out of it.
Right.
Do you do anything else besides check the door?
I'm trying to think. It's been worse in the past. When I lived alone and like being single allowed me to do all kind of weird things without anyone interfering.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't have to. I can't think of anything off the top of my head, but. I definitely had bad habits as a single person that I've gotten better at because I know someone might walk into the room and go, what the hell are you doing?
Hold you accountable for whatever bad behavior.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that can be anything from just bad bachelor behavior,
mm-hmm.
like holding the whole stick of butter and rubbing it on the toast.
Mm. Did you ever watch?
We haven't done that.
Straight to the point. You know what I'm saying?
We haven't done that.
But that's such a really.
I do that with corn, like the corn on the cob.
Well, yeah, but not on the toast.
It's already hot. I'm like, yeah.
Do you do that to toast, though?
Toast is different because it doesn't, it's not hot enough to melt it. Kind of like it'll break the bread or, you know?
Yeah, I usually put butter in a little container and then put in the microwave for 10 seconds.
Oh, right. You're so
and
crafty.
And then I put it on. Oh, is that crafty? And then I get a brush and brush it on.
Do you ever wash your hands over and over many times?
Yep.
That was one of your things?
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever walk into someone's apartment and feel like you need to straighten things out?
No, but I have been so concerned about the condition of the place that I would prefer to sit on the floor than the couch. Like, that couch looks absolutely
gnarly,
rank.
Yeah.
I'm not putting myself... That's another thing. Doorknobs and things, I'll wait at a door for someone else to walk up and open it, and then I duck in behind them. There's definitely cleanliness things, for sure.
Were you a hoarder?
No. That's
just the opposite.
Yeah, that's because I've moved so much. Radio has taken that right out of me. Mm. I got nothing.
Did it ever bother you if your gas pump was at like $39.99 or $29.99
I do go to the... I still do this. I go to the little trash area, pull a paper towel out, and use that around the handle of the thing.
I do that every time,
that's
too.
Fair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because
mm-hmm.
those things are...
touched by everybody.
They got the flu right on them.
Yeah,
there's
for
just
sure.
The flu
They've done
right
studies
there.
About that.
Yeah.
For sure. Hey, you know how popular the name Isla is?
Oh, is it on the list now?
Well, just one small story. Dale Earnhardt Jr.
named his kid Isla?
Yeah, they announced the birth yesterday, and her name is Isla Rose.
Isla Aww. Rose?
Yeah.
That's cute. Pretty.
Rose is on our list. For the second kid.
Uh-huh.
I like the name Rose
yeah,
a lot.
I do too. All right, Vinny, what do you got coming up?
All right, so let me check my prize giveaways. So stay with us because we do have, is it the Cabo trip? The four-night Cabo trip
Correct.
Qualifying prize.
That's at 9.
That's at 9, but that is coming up. So that the qualifying prize is Kid Rock at
Kid
the Shoreline.
Rock.
It's your boy, Yus.
Yep.
And I've got news right after the Alice in 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. That's Shawn Mendes. So Sarah's out. She'll hopefully be back tomorrow, but we're now getting report that that's still very up in the air.
That's too bad.
So we don't know what to make of this this poison oak thing. I got a text. Our text number is 800-400-3697. I got a couple texts, actually. One of them said, Vin, if you're going to go and take your... Let me see if I can get it directly. if you're going to take your kid every time there's a lice warning to the hairdo place, uh-huh. I guess it's expensive.
We were seeing $60 to $100 a visit yesterday. People were texting.
Yeah, that's... I don't know what they spent. I didn't ask, but it came up so out of the blue. This lice warning came up the same time as Sarah was saying, I don't think I'm coming in tomorrow. I'm really sick. It was all happening the same day. And was that, what was that, Monday night? Must have been Monday evening.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know. I know that everyone tripped in my house. There were sheets being pulled, vacuuming, hair issues. So I think that for the first time, it was like a peace of mind thing. They went to the place. The person checked them over, said, you guys are good.
So both of them.
Both of them got checked over, yeah. And left with, you're all clear. So hopefully
that's the case.
Is there
something you have to bring to the school, like a little note?
That you've been checked?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know all the deal with that, because you'd think that that... everyone would be kept home, but so many people don't have alternatives to what they're using. Like, for example, you get this lice warning and you haven't made arrangements for someone to watch your kid.
Mm-hmm.
What are you supposed to do? Call in sick?
Right.
Maybe. But on the other hand, what if you're like, I've already used my sick days, and kid, what if you don't have it? Maybe you don't. We don't know for sure. You're going to school. So, and I think that's why it goes around.
So I've done some research on the lice treatment stuff.
Yeah.
It's about $25 a head. Oh. And if you want to add members onto this plan, it's like $10 any additional family
members. Oh, it's a plan.
Yeah, so, but the thing is, if you can, if they detect that you have the lice and they can do certain things on you, then the procedure, it minuses the inspection. So you don't pay for that anymore.
Here it is, 415 says, Vinny, if you're going to check your daughter's hair at the lice place every time you receive a notice of lice when she is in elementary school, you better save a lot of money. We get at least one notice a month here in Marin. I learned to check my kid's hair, so I saved a lot. Yeah, I'm sure that'll be the way going forward, but I think we were in crisis this week.
there's a lot happening
at one time. There's no doubt. All right, I'm going to do some news for you guys. I do have a few stories we can get to before we've got that qualifying prize. The Kid Rock tickets are your qualifying prize this time around for that. And that'll get you in the running for the four-night all-inclusive stay at Grand Solmar Land's End in Cabo San Lucas. Mm-hmm. And you get a $1,200 airfare allowance. Cabo is one of my favorite trips.
Yeah.
It's been a long time since I've been. When I went with my buddy, they were still renting brand new VWs that they were making in Mexico. And so we rented a brand new VW Bug that looked like it was from the 70s.
Really?
But it had just been built.
That's cool.
I don't think they do that anymore. I think that, but so we drove around all over Cabo in this little VW Bug, going to different surf spots.
Mm-hmm.
It was a really fun trip. Such a And I imagine the partying is probably pretty good, too.
Yes.
Yeah. What are the bars? The Giggling Marlin?
Uh-huh. Is that Senor Frogs, or is that...
Senor Frogs is everywhere.
Yeah,
I don't know.
All over. Is it Cabo Wabo?
Cabo Wabo's there, for sure.
Mm-hmm. That's all I remember.
Yeah. the Sharks play tonight, everyone. They are down 2-1 in their series against Vegas. It's a home game, so go Sharks. 7 o'clock game time. And the Warriors won last night, 121-116. The next play is at New Orleans on Friday, 5 o'clock. And Steph is back, so that was nice to see him in uniform and on the court. Mm-hmm. And he played well. So coming off a knee injury, it looks like we've got our guy back. All right. Oh, good news, Hooman.
Yes.
Snap is way down.
Oh, no.
Why is
so,
that good
well,
news?
He loves when it, whenever Snap stock is, because he knows I bought some of it.
Yeah.
He loves that story. So I thought,
No. What happened?
I don't know. I guess they did that redesign and people don't like it. And so the Snap stock is way down.
Get him.
I know.
So just like a couple days ago, it was at 14. And then it dropped to 11.
It's at 11 right now.
Wow.
Man, I bought it at 21.
Ah!
I got to stay off the stock market.
Steep cliff.
Are you
going to
hold on to it?
Well, I have to now, don't you think?
Yeah,
I mean, it's not so much that I feel like I can't take the loss or I wouldn't have spent it in the first place. But I feel like if it ever does, if they've got some jewel in their back pocket they have yet to announce, and then they come out with it and it goes big, and I'm the guy that sold the stock. Right?
Right.
Yeah.
Or someone with big, deep pockets buys them up, and then they become some other stock that I think I get whatever, right?
You would think.
Yeah.
I don't know how all that works. Whatever.
Just hold on.
I just wanted to give you the good news. Snap is way down, everyone. Vin is losing hard. And Hooman is happy. It's okay.
Come on.
Just keep that movie review ready, buddy. We may be solo tomorrow, too. We may do two or right. three movie reviews yeah. tomorrow.
All right.
Budweiser makes the news this morning, everyone.
Why?
Budweiser just announced their newest beer. It's called Freedom Reserve Red Lager, and it's based on a beer recipe by George Washington. The George Washington, the first president of the United States of America, and maybe our greatest American. One of them, anyway. He wrote the recipe in his military journal in 1757 with the title, To Make Small Beer. They say it's not super complicated, and it includes molasses, which isn't a common beer ingredient, and they say it's hitting store shelves now. So if you want to drink George Washington beer, it's out by Budweiser, and it's called Freedom Reserve Red Lager. It's on sale through the summer.
Vinny, it says here that meant to celebrate U.S. veterans and American history, the Red Lager is made by Budweiser Brewers, who are also proud veterans, the company says. Proceeds benefit Folds of Honor, a nonprofit group that provides educational scholarships to military families.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
So this lady, what happens to her?
Uh-oh.
A Texas woman whose toddlers died in a hot car last year after she locked them inside to teach them a lesson. It looks like she's going to get 20 years in prison. Her name's Cynthia Marie Randolph, 25. She was found guilty on 2 counts of reckless injury to a child in the deaths last May. A 2-year-old and a 16-month-old. How's that?
She locked them in a hot car.
So I guess the kids had climbed in the car, and she was angry with them that they'd done that. Oh, here it is. She found them playing inside the car in the driveway on a hot day last May and left them inside the vehicle, assuming they'd figure out how to get themselves out. But that was their punishment, was locking them in the hot car. She went back inside her home, smoked pot, watched Keeping Up with the Kardashians, took a 2 or 3 hour nap, and when she went back to check on the kids, they were unresponsive.
Oh, my goodness. It's horrible.
So.
4 years, you said?
No, 20 years.
20 years?
Is that enough? I feel
she
like.
She needs life. She needs two life sentences. And her cell needs to be with the heater on. The entire time,
man,
up as high as it can go.
I don't know if everyone suffers from the same kind of guilty complexes that I do. I would never be able to forgive myself, and I would never have another happy moment again. So I don't know if 20 is enough. I would think it is, because you'd think that she's going to suffer in her head and her heart for the rest of her life. But some people don't, do they? Some
they
people
do not.
Don't
Some
care
people
about
crap. Have no remorse.
So I don't know. I guess that, but that's the story out of Texas this morning. Awful.
Terrible.
Let's see here. Oh, I guess I could do a few texts. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. Vinny, name suggestion for your kid, Kaya. In Hawaiian, it means sea.
Oh, we have a listener, Brian, whose daughter's name is Kaya. Does that sound familiar?
Yeah.
Lovely girl.
This is about...
What does it mean again?
It means the ocean.
That's very pretty.
415 says, I can't get off Bejeweled until my points are on the 5 or the 0.
Oh, man.
That's their OCD.
That's their OCD. Fellow OCD sufferer with a helpful tip for Vin and Bryn. When you lock the door, say out loud in the air, I locked this door while you were locking it. Say it out loud verbally to confirm that you did it and assure yourself this truly helps.
Will you guys try that?
Maybe.
Yeah, I'll try that. I've got this little device that I haven't installed yet, the garage opener indicator thing that connects to your phone.
You got the app?
Yeah, I just haven't installed it on my garage set yet, so.
Vinny, I have the same OCD with doors. Sometimes I drive away, make a U-turn from a block away just to come back and check it again, then get out of the car and check behind the car 10 times before backing up.
Mm.
Yeah, you sure wouldn't want to run over anybody or anything. Wait, holding the butter stick and rubbing it on the toast? What the hell, Vinny? No words. When you live alone, I don't know whom, and you never eat at home, do you?
Almost never.
Yeah, I developed bad habits. That's one of them. But certainly eating over the sink real fast, just shoveling it in and dropping the bowl in the sink and walking away. That's not manners.
Remember when
I eat so fast because of those days that people, now that I'm with people, they just look at me like, that's so gross, dude.
You're not enjoying it.
Do you remember when Blue Apron used to be a sponsor and we all got... So it came to my house, and I'm like, oh, man, you got to cook? So I knocked on my neighbor's door. I said, hey, you want to have dinner tonight? And she goes, oh, man, that would be so great.
Were you like, here's the stuff?
And I said, yeah, I think Blue Apron's going to be delivered to my house. She goes, oh, that's so awesome. I said, you have a better kitchen than me. Can we do it at yours? And she's like, yeah. And so next thing I know, here you go. And she was super into it.
It's fun. I loved getting Blue Apron.
Her name's Carrie, so she did all the cooking, and it worked out great. But I don't even cook in my own home when I get the food.
Vinny, what about your sleeping bag at hotels? Yeah, I have.
Oh, that's another OCD
I don't know that I've got. Someone asks here, Vinny, was Vinny actually diagnosed with OCD? No. And someone wrote in, and I'll read this. We got a break, but when I come back, I'll read this, guys. There is OCD that's really a problem, and then there's what I've got, which is it's annoying, and, you know, who wants to put a sleeping bag in your suitcase? Probably nobody, but it's not the end of the world. This guy, wait till you hear his story after these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.